Welcome and thank you for tuning in to the Inclusive Access Solutions audio blog, where we provide audible versions of our access blogs so that everyone, including those who have low vision or are blind, can enjoy an insight into our thoughts and experiences in the world of disability access. Inclusive Access Solutions is an access consulting and accessible interior design company that provides inclusive access solutions for homes and businesses. For more information regarding our services, visit our webpage at www.inclusiveaccess.com.au or connect with us on social media. Just search Inclusive Access Solutions in the search bar. This blog, which is titled Reservation for Two Please, One Plus Wheelchair, gives my personal insight into the importance of inclusive business practices and why access matters. At the risk of speaking out of school, I'd like to pose a question. In Australia, in 2017, is it my responsibility to notify a business of my access needs? Or should it in fact be the responsibility of the business to cater for them regardless? I personally and professionally dream of the day. Most people wouldn't relate to this, but I often dream about how nice it would be to make a reservation and not have to speak about my disability or special needs. Unlike my able-bodied compatriots, when I make a reservation, whether I'm booking a table at a restaurant, a hotel, a taxi, a plane fare, which are the worst, a concert ticket, or even to see my local dentist, I don't just get to part with my name and best contact number. I'm also required to discuss my access needs, my disability, discuss why I'm special. How is this for a paradigm shift? If all businesses or services were universally accessible, my access needs wouldn't actually be deemed as special. In fact, they wouldn't actually need to be mentioned or specifically catered for at all. Let me repeat that to let it sink in. If all businesses or services were universally accessible, my access needs wouldn't actually be deemed as special. In fact, they wouldn't actually need to be mentioned or specifically catered for at all. Here's an example. Last week, I booked flights for my family to travel to Hamilton Island. 1.5 hours later, after divulging every piece of personal information possible, from my inability to walk up a flight of stairs through to the type and size of batteries in my powered wheelchair, I still hadn't secured a seat on a plane. It actually took another 2 1-hour phone calls to finally have my flight sorted. My point is, a booking that an able-bodied person can usually do online in 5 minutes flat took me 3.5 hours. Insert the paradigm shift. If planes were built with accessibility in mind and, like taxis, buses and ferries, had dedicated seating for wheelchair users, the problem would be solved. Okay, well, if accessible air travel is too much to ask for at this point in access evolution, how about we set the bar a little lower and explore the possibility that I might actually be able to take my wife, Stacy, on a dinner date without having to select a restaurant based on account of its accessibility rather than what's on the menu. Insert example number 2. Way back when I was courting Stacy, not only did I have the everyday challenges that every guy faces when trying to win the affections of a lady or man, I also felt an added pressure due to the fact that I have a spinal cord injury. I felt as though I had to overcome all of the social stigma that comes with having a disability. I felt that I needed to convince Stacy that being with a wheelchair user isn't all that different from being with someone who is able-bodied. But this topic is a whole new blog for a whole nother day. But though Stacy had no problem with it, due to social stigma, I felt that I had more to prove. So what did I do? I decided to put my best wheel forward and book a table at the finest restaurant in town. Restaurant name withheld. I'd never been there before, but this particular restaurant had received great reviews in social media, in local media, and as well as from friends and colleagues. Great, I thought. That will win her over for sure. I booked a table for 2 for 6:30 p.m. on a Friday night. Friday night came around and Stacey met me at my house looking stunning. We shared a maxi taxi to the restaurant, and upon arrival, my heart sank. There at the entrance was this huge staircase of at least 50 steps leading to the front door of the restaurant. No worries, I said, these places generally have a lift available as well. Unfortunately, after searching around the building twice, this was not the case. The restaurant was completely inaccessible. I immediately felt the stigma come flooding in. I couldn't do what normal people could do. I couldn't go where normal people could go. Suddenly, in that moment, I was the disabled guy who was keeping my new girlfriend from dining at this restaurant. Fortunately, there was light at the end of the tunnel. The Chinese takeaway restaurant saved the day. We ordered that for the way home. And the rest, as they say, is history. But what was my mistake? I had neglected to notify the restaurant staff at the time of booking of my special needs. Which brings me back to my original question. In Australia in 2017, is it my responsibility to notify a business of my access needs? Or should it in fact be the responsibility of the business to cater for them regardless? Unfortunately, the answer to that question is yes. In many instances, it is still my responsibility. And for the business owners and staff who are still listening, please listen on. Becoming an accessible business and adopting inclusive practices in Australia in 2017 makes perfect business sense. Not only does it fortify your business against complaint under the Disability Discrimination Act, it can increase your revenue and profits. Almost 20% of people in Australia, that's 1 in 5, have some form of disability. In business terms, that figure represents 20% of your potential revenue. Businesses that aren't accessible are therefore potentially missing out on an additional 20% in customer revenue. With the current national rollout of the National Disability Insurance Scheme, or NDIS, the prevalence of people with disability accessing businesses and services in their community will increase dramatically. With this increased presence comes increased custom, not only from people with disability themselves. Commonly, people with disability also bring with them their friends, family, and or support workers where they're required. On top of this, accessible businesses are also more likely to be frequented by other members of society, including parents with prams, the elderly, people with temporary injuries, you know, those people who have broken a leg and require the use of crutches for a little while. And it also makes businesses more efficient. Stock can be moved in and out easily, and couriers can access and deliver goods more readily. So if you would like to have your business or workplace assessed for accessibility, the team at Inclusive Access Solutions can help you identify the barriers that may be steering people away from your business. Thank you for listening. I'm Dane Cross, Director and Access Consultant at Inclusive Access Solutions.